I am happy to be joined once again by Mr. Mike Mazzaferri, president of Maz Golf Management. Mike, thank you so much for joining me. I appreciate the time. And how have you been doing through this whole coronavirus pandemic? And what's it feel like getting ready to reopen some golf courses?
You know, it's exciting on one hand, and on the other hand, it makes us a little nervous. Wild Creek hasn't been open for quite a while since last fall, and at Sierra Sage, we're doing well. We're busy, you know, just working extra hard to keep people socially distanced and keep them safe on the golf course, and we think we're doing a good job with that, but it's been going well.
Yeah, a very different kind of feel to reopening golf courses and getting this sport going again. Just how has that overall process been in terms of just planning out all the different safety precautions and making sure everything is in the right place?
Well, I think, Spencer, it's just, you know, it's more work than it used to be, and I think it's that way in every business. But, you know, with the sanitizing and the way we're washing carts, and we're using way more carts because most groups are taking 3 and 4 carts per group, you know, and it's just, I had a staff meeting with our entire staff at Sierra Sage last night and just shared with them that how proud I am of them and how hard they're working. And if you're going to commit to do business in this, this pandemic, you're going to have to work really hard at it. And we're committed to do that.
Yeah, that's awesome. Absolutely awesome to hear. And then, of course, due to the coronavirus pandemic, Washoe County lost the course operator for Wild Creek in April. And did you know right away that you wanted to get involved with this golf course, or when did kind of your interest spark in terms of getting involved?
No, you know, I think I've been around here, you know, in public golf and resort and private club golf since the mid-80s. And been a manager since 1990. I worked for the city of Reno, ran Brookside and Rosewood, which are no longer there. And I've watched the decline of public golf, and was the main reason we took over CRSH 10 years ago, because I didn't want to see these kind of courses continue to close. And Wild Creek can be something special when we're done, I think, as far as a big range and teaching college classes and first tee. And, you know, it's a place to start and finish, you know, where we'll have a large contingent of seniors out here too that may are getting to that age that they can't play a championship course, they'll go on the par three, or they maybe they can't make 9 holes or 18 holes, they'll play 6 or 12 holes on the other course. So, you know, we're just digging in and trying to save some public golf.
And this agreement that you have now with Washoe County goes through November 15th. And like you said, you have some executive courses open. You'll have the Creek 6 holes open as well. And then you went into kind of the par threes and those kind of courses that you will hope to have open as well. Is that the goal for this summer, or is that continuing into the fall to get those courses open?
Well, we're gonna stay open through the fall for sure till that November 15th date. But right now, we're going to test out the 6-hole theory and see how the public accepts it. We're going to ask for a lot of input from our users here and let them know that, you know, our plan is going to be to build a range and fix this place up and see what kind of feedback we get. I think anything where people can hit practice balls, practice the game of golf, and play a little bit is needed, and particularly Washoe County. You know, Washoe County, when Wild Creek closed, that was 99 holes of public golf that's closed since 2006. And that's a lot. You know, we used to have a lot of choices. We don't have so many anymore when it comes to public golf.
Yeah, and as everybody tries to get back into some sense of normalcy, it seems almost more important than ever to be able to have kind of those golf courses that you are familiar with playing with and enjoy playing at. And it seems that you guys are making a great effort to keep those around.
Yeah, you know, I think one of the things, too, with COVID is people are realizing golf is a great solution. I mean, as I told our team last night, I believe that we're here to help people relieve stress, and we got to keep that in mind. And being outside and recreating and doing anything physical outside is good medicine for the times we're in right now.
Absolutely. And you mentioned how this could be a place for seniors to come by and get some golf in as well. And also this could be a place for the youth to come and play some golf. I know Washoe County School District is interested in that kind of portion of the land, a little on the northern part of the golf course. But what have your kind of conversations been like with them? And what do you think those kind of that relationship will be this summer?
Well, I think the school district, I mean, since they really wanted to see something happen here and There's some money sitting there that was earmarked for Wild Creek that Washoe County has in place right now, and I wanted to see that money spent on golf and trying to create something special here. And I think when it's done, it's going to be something everybody is going to be happy with, and I think we'll be a good neighbor to the high school. When they look towards Reno from the high school, they're going to see this beautiful little oasis down here, and kids and seniors and all kinds of people golfing. So as well as a home course for the high golf teams, the girls and boys teams.
Yeah, absolutely. That would be an awesome place for them to be able to play. And talk with Mike Mazzaferri, president of Maz Golf Management. And Mike, wouldn't be able to have you on the show if I didn't ask you to get some PGA wisdom from you. And since you yourself are going through this process of reopening golf courses, how do you think the PGA has handled going through the shutdown and then starting up and reopening play?
Well, I think it's going really good. You know, they're doing it without spectators. We got a tournament coming up in a few weeks, the Memorial Tournament at Jack Nicklaus's course, Mirfield Village in Columbus, Ohio, that will have spectators. And I think it's not going to have a lot of spectators. They're cutting the numbers way back. But there's 2 weeks in a row they're going to be playing in Columbus, kind of testing the waters for spectators. And they're easing back into it. And I think one thing that's nice about the tour is they got professional sports on TV before anybody else, and their ratings are up, and it's a good thing for golf.
And then you mentioned it, we're not going to see a whole lot of crowds at these events to start, and I think it'll be probably at least a year or so until we can really even think about full capacity crowds being in any kind of these events. But when do you think we might be able to see a 50% crowd at some sort of PGA event?
You know, I think it depends on how they're going to do it and what kind of results they get. You know, I think if they see an outbreak because people got together, I think they're not going to, personally, because I'm watching what's going on outside as people play golf. And being outdoors is certainly way better than being, you know, in a big box store or, you know, in a restaurant that's got roof and air circulating. But, you know, I think by fall, maybe the PGA Championship is in San Francisco, and right now it's you know, that beginning of August, and they're not going to do spectators. It'd be kind of cool if they allowed some spectators in by the time we got to that PGA, because it's the only major until the Masters, which is in November this year. Kind of weird. We'll be watching the Masters for Thanksgiving.
Yeah. Do you think the drastic change in the time of year that tournament's being played this year, you think that'll really kind of help shake things up?
You know, I think it will. I think it's, like I said, it's good for golf because people are coming to the game right now. Golf is, you know, seeing a resurgence, but I can't tell if it's because it's just an outdoor thing and people don't have a lot of choices right now. I think the fact that we've closed a lot of courses nationally and certainly locally that has put more, you know, burden on the other courses. But, you know, I'm hoping, you know, we're just keeping our fingers crossed. And as I told my staff, I said, you know, COVID is still a disease that has no treatment and no cure. So we got to take, you know, social distancing and wearing masks and all the protective measures as serious as we can. We can't let up, you know, and so that we are where we are, you know, type of thing.
Yeah, absolutely. And Mike, before I let you go, is there anybody that has kind of stood out to you for either playing better than you expected or worse than you expected as the PGA restart has occurred?
You know, Dustin Johnson's putting good. If he continues to putt good, nobody's going to beat the guy because he hits the ball that well. I mean, you saw what he did on the last hole this weekend. He bombed it down there about 80 yards past everybody else and hit a little wedge up on the green. And I think his playing partner hit it, you know, was 85 yards behind him. But if Dustin Johnson putts good, watch out for him. I'm pretty impressed with how he's coming out.
He is Mike Mazzaferri, president of Maz Golf Management. Mike, thank you so much for your time. I appreciate it as always, and good luck with the reopenings of the golf courses.
Spencer, thank you, and love the show. Keep it up.